You're listening to DraftKings Network.
Hey, everybody, thank you so much for listening to the Cooligans in the first segment. In the first 8 minutes, it's trash. But after that, we talk about Darlington Nagbe. We talk about Atlanta United. We talk about private jets. Why are we talking about private jets? It's an American soccer podcast. Everything has changed. We also talk about, hey, yo, what's Bobby tweeting?
Yo, what is Bobby tweeting? And in the second segment, we're talking to Andrew Wiebe of MLSsoccer.com.
What?
Crazy, right? Oh, the Kansas boy. Kansas City, right?
Why is Extra Time Radio on our podcast? Why? Because we almost ruined everything when we went on Extra Time Radio. We're going to hear that and more on this episode of The Cooligans!
Hi, this is Julian Gressel from Atlanta United, and ihr hört The Cooligans.
Yeah, baby!
Yeah! What's up, everybody?
I don't think you have to eat it as much.
I was just adjusting it, but you know, when the cameras are on,
you gotta go. You can't just wait for everybody to fix their mics.
I feel like the lights are brighter than usual.
The mic
metaphorically, you know, for the Cooligans.
I mean, yeah, we should both be wearing sunglasses.
Also, I'm gonna be squinting this entire show.
Well, look down. Look down. Don't look directly at the camera. Oh man, what a fun week. You know, it's off season. Things are still happening. How are things going on in the Polanco land?
This is a very just chill intro. Yeah. We usually just
normally we just jump right into what's happening.
I'm doing
in our
fine,
lives.
But welcome to, let's say hello.
Well, we always do that after.
Hello, welcome
lives.
To the Cooligans,
right.
Everybody.
You know
you don't know who we are.
That's Alexis Guerreros. You know I'm Christian Polanco.
Exactly. I love pizza and all different kinds of foods.
This guy, and I don't eat anything, and I don't know how the hell I'm this fat.
It's kind of our thing. Yeah. Everybody knows.
I'm Alexis Guerrero.
I'm Christian Polanco.
Yeah, and together with the Cooligans.
That's right. And
which is the?
The gulliest of soccer podcasts.
It's the gulliest podcast ever. Well, that's not true because Nori has a podcast about drinking called Drink Champs.
And that's
officially the gulliest thing that's ever happened in the world.
Yeah.
We're the gulliest soccer podcast.
Oh, with the gully levels? High with the Nori podcast.
Oh, he's off the gully scale? Okay, well, we're hitting the top.
Oh, there is no meter to measure how gully his podcast is?
Oh, he is the bar for gully? Okay, well, then we'll...
We got a lot of work to do.
We're going to get nothing but Henny in here. We're going to kick this thing up to another gully-ass level.
But yes, I'm fine. I'm a little Christmas partied out.
Oh, I'm done with holiday parties. I'm done with Christmas parties. I'm done with all of it. I want to give these stupid kids their gifts in my family. I want to get whatever crappy gifts are left over for me because no one cares about me anymore, even though I was the baby of the family. And I just want to move on with my life. I want to get to New Year's, which I have not planned yet.
Wow. It really sounds like you are the type of person who's ready to have a child.
Because oh, my God. Take your stupid gifts and tell your mother you love her.
Zero sympathy for your nieces and nephews.
Because they don't care. They really don't. You could get them something nice, but if it's not the one stupid game that whatever kid in their class talked about, I mean, and they're not even my kids, so honestly, I don't care what I get you. I'm going to get you something so that it fulfills my responsibilities as an uncle, so that your mother and father don't look at me with disappointment and shame. That's it. I could care less what your reaction is. I don't care if you throw it down the stairs. I don't care if you play with it forever. It does not bother me. I hope it doesn't come with batteries.
Wow. Okay. Well, happy holidays, everybody. Are you enjoying the festive theme that we have?
Red, it's green, red, and green.
At the studio.
We're shutting Christmas down.
It's the new show. It's Polanco and the Grinch. coming at you with all the great soccer takes, and we will not be positive about Christmas.
No.
Trust that. We'll keep
I mean, honestly. People don't care anymore.
I mean, yeah, you're probably one of the few. I'm not a huge fan of the holidays, but you are clearly booing it. You know, that's a difference between you and I.
I am like the pro rel birther truthers on Twitter are towards MLS. I am towards Christmas. I like being with my wife and the family and all that, but it's just everything else around it. It's like, let's just relax.
Okay.
Although I did give my wife a gift.
Yes.
Normally, I wait till the absolute last second.
When am I? Wow, you're very proud of yourself. Well, my girlfriend is Jewish, so...
So you got her eight gifts.
I got her eight gifts. But no, it's interesting because I don't really... We don't have... Maybe I talked about this last year. I don't remember. But yeah, it's like, it's kind of cool. Like, Christmas isn't even a thing.
Yeah.
It's just like, oh, this is great.
Yeah, but then you got to stand there while they light a bunch of candles. You're like, oh, every day? I mean, how much? So it's more than a week?
It's yeah. But it's less of a big deal than Christmas is with all the gifts. Yeah, it sounds like little...
Because when the Christians were deciding to attach themselves to a pagan holiday so that they could ruin all those pagan holidays, exactly, they chose one that was a bit more rambunctious.
that was a plan from day one.
It really was.
Okay, well, yeah.
But you're Latino. When do we celebrate it?
What do you mean? Christmas Eve? What are you talking about? Christmas. What do you mean? The 20th?
Dia del Mago. When is that?
That's in January.
January 6th is the real day.
The real day of what?
That's when Christmas is supposed to be celebrated, but it's become... Where they had to attach themselves to the end of the year pagan holiday. So here we are. I mean, it's just none of this is real, people. None of this
is real. Welcome
to
Alex Jones.
You know what you do? Look, there's black boxes, people. There's black helicopters.
Hooligans wars.
Flying over the manger, man.
Anyway, people wouldn't know this far that this is a soccer podcast. No. But this is great. This is exciting.
Well, you know what's funny? Somebody left a comment on one of our videos. It said 8 minutes and they still haven't gotten to the point. Garbage podcast.
Sure. And I respond, no, but they didn't say, it's a garbage podcast. Yeah, we talk about garbage, all right?
Also, we've never claimed this is any better than that. We've never claimed that we're going to talk about soccer. What does he want? Turn the mics on and be like, this is what's happening in every game in the league. I mean, what do you want us to do?
He also said, yeah, I saw that comment.
But I responded with, what exactly was the point you wanted us to get to?
Exactly,
within 8 minutes?
That, which makes no sense.
And then he said, he listened and watched the entire hour and 59 minutes and thought it was great. Where did garbage
but
podcast
but those
from?
First 8 minutes were our trash podcast.
We don't care
we don't
about
even,
you as people.
I'm going to shut this off right after I listen to the entire thing.
Oh, I will listen to the whole thing. And I will let you know that I will leave a comment afterwards about this 18%.
Those particular eight minutes were the trashiest podcast I've ever even listened to in my life.
I don't want to be anywhere near it again. The other hour and 52 minutes.
Beautiful.
Amazing.
Just little audible gold.
Oh, I subscribed, liked, and commented, and 5 stars and left a review. But I want you to know those first 8 minutes. I mean, first of all, the first 3 minutes is intro. I don't even know what this guy's watching.
It's very strange that, yeah, to get to the point, but it's just like, again, yeah, we don't know what the point is. We've been doing this for over 2 years.
I still don't know what's happening. I just ranted about how much I hate Christmas. We don't know what we're doing, but look at the expensive equipment that let us do that.
A shout out to NYC Footy. We did go to their holiday party.
Oh, what a blast.
Which was up in Williamsburg. And guys, soccer parties are just, I feel like they're just better parties.
Yeah, also like new era soccer parties, like old school soccer parties. It was like, oh, did you try the dip? You know, new soccer parties.
It wasn't Alexi Lalas in that party. No, you know, he wasn't getting turned in that.
There was a DJ inside of a goal.
Yeah.
They had no dip. They had some bum ass cookies. And I'm not trying any of this. I tried one. I was like,
bum ass cookies.
What is this, man?
No, that's the new brand in Williamsburg.
Yo, check out these bum-ass
cookies.
Yo, check out these bum-ass cookies. They just throw it. Yo, they bum-ass cookies.
They just loose in a bag, dog. Yeah, yeah.
I mean, they used to be in a sleeve. The distributor tried some. It was disgusting, but they had whatever, pretzels, tons of alcohol.
They had that rum punch.
Rum punch. Never trust the punch.
It was great.
Yeah.
I had a couple of those. I had a good time
with
those.
Yeah,
a little bit.
This is the most drinking I've ever seen
Christian. Little Millie rocking at the soccer party. But yeah, so
they played one bachata song. You and your girl went ape shit.
We went nuts. So yes, it was great. Also, a shout out to Rose City 107ist right here. We got you on the table. We got this scarf from Igor.
Igor
Mortis, Timber's Army. So we should start the show
with huge news.
Huge news, Adam.
It's not just everyone getting sold. It's not just your favorite players being shipped to Atlanta. They actually got a coach.
They did.
Which brings to mind the question.
Wait, no, we should start. We have slides now, so we got to start with Nagby.
Okay.
We got to start.
So we'll start with Nagby.
Yeah.
You've heard the news.
Yeah, that's right.
Nagby. Look at this.
Boom.
Professional. We
got a little PowerPoint.
So you know who these people are right there. Darren Eels, Boca Negra, guy in the middle, telling to nag me. I mean, why is he holding up this shirt? He's a Portland Timbers player. No longer. I mean, look, this has been covered ad nauseum since our last podcast, so we don't have to go into too much detail about it. My big question is, where does he fit on this team?
Yeah, especially with the strength in sort of midfield. There's also with the rookie of the year. I'm like, yeah.
We
already got a guy. What are you doing?
That's like if I fly in another podcast co-host,
the guy who left
pictures with
the guy who left that YouTube comment.
Yeah, he only walks in after 8 minutes, and he's like, "All right,
I'm only here for the good stuff. Yeah. The first 8 minutes are really a nightmare.
Let's fix this trash you guys put out." And you're like, "Hey, but I'm already here." Who is that guy?
I mean, look, we tactically. Darlington Nagbe, look, he's a great player. I almost think he can fit on any team and he'll be fine.
Let's be honest. He doesn't necessarily fit, but if you are Atlanta and you say to yourself, we want another available American player, I don't think they have any more international slots.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, who is the best available American midfielder? It's Darlington Nagbe.
Sure. Yeah. When I think of the role that he's going to play, like, I mean, you have Almiron, who's the attacking mid. He's gonna sit back, right? I mean, he's gonna be more defensive. He's gonna be the Michael Bradley of Atlanta United.
I think he's gonna be more box to box, and he's gonna come closer. He is gonna play more attacking, but I think what he's gonna do is he has no more responsibility on him to score, because if he scores, Joseph Martinez rips off the tape around his shin guards and he walks off the field. He's very angry.
This is not what I signed up for.
I said I score all the goals. So even if your ball's on the way to the goal, I tap it with my foot. So he's not going to be asked to score any goals. It's also going to relieve a little bit of pressure from Almiron. Maybe even we'll get to see a bit more of his attacking prowess if he stays on the team.
Yeah.
It seems like a lot of the rumors have died out. But
Boca Negra was clear about, he thinks Darlington Nagbe is going to be just a hold up guy. He's gonna hold up the ball.
Yeah,
he's the connector.
And
which is always what he's always done. He holds
the ball. They don't need that in Atlanta. Atlanta's probably got the lowest amount of touches to goals like in the league last year. They love to just sprint forward and score. Nagby's like, but guys, give it to me so I can dance around with it a little bit. They're like, no, we don't got time to waste.
I mean, you know, when Nagbe has the ball, I'm generally more comfortable. Like, I feel like, oh, well, if he has it, then he's not going to make a bad pass.
Like a nice, comfortable blanket.
Sure. Yeah. Just lay on top of me, darling. Yeah.
Come on, darling. Make me comfortable.
But the big news really from Darlington Nagbe and Atlanta United wasn't even the trade itself.
Atlanta does everything big.
Doing everything big.
What do you get? You get 18,000 at your stadium? Homie, we got 72.
Oh, your first 8 minutes of your podcast is trash? Yo, only the first like 3 minutes of our podcast is trash.
Also, we scored 17 goals in the first 8 minutes of our podcast.
But yes.
Homie took a PJ. Homie took the private jet. Now, it didn't look like the most impressive private jet.
Wow.
But let me also say,
You're throwing some shade on Arthur Blank's private jet. Dog.
Oh, Arthur, you need to step your game up, dog. Not that I have a private jet. I'm not saying you need Air Force One either.
you say it like not that I have a private jet. Like there's some vagueness on if you do or don't.
Remember, first 8 minutes of trash is like, hold on a second. Maybe homie got a private jet. Maybe I've been misreading these.
Wow, he's the most humble guy.
Look,
if I had a private jet, the first 8 minutes of my podcast would be about how I have a private jet.
Guys, you understand the fuel costs of a private jet. Anyway, so we're back on a cooking podcast. Let me tell you something. It was not the most impressive, but it was a private jet.
Yeah.
Remember we were talking to Jimmy Conrad and they were saying they were flying commercial? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, like,
These dudes had to
pay for their check baggage. Yeah,
they had to serve the drinks on the plane back in the day. These dudes were changing outside of a high school,
For training,
Homie is arriving signed, an American player is arriving signed by a private jet.
I mean, it's a good look, without a doubt. I mean, this is the whatever.
This is MLS 4.0. It's the era of the private jet.
Yeah, now this is 4.0, like S, like the, the iPhone.
A slight upgrade.
Yeah. But next year is going to be crazy.
Oh, my God. When did you get the 5, yeah?
But no, seeing this, look, I'm not an Atlanta United supporter.
No, we aren't.
Obviously, I'm a fan of the league. But
it's,
seeing this.
It's important for what happens in the league.
And seeing this for the sport.
Yeah.
You know, I don't see Liga MX doing this kind of stuff.
Homie, NHL ain't using no private jets. Claude Lemieux, I don't know any players in the NHL, gets traded to the, you know, Hartford Wombats. I don't know any teams there from the Rangers. They're not arriving in a private jet.
But this was cool. This made it, and you know, this happens regularly when teams are trying to court players in the Premier League, right? Yep. This happens all the time. And you see these tweets, but this kind of stuff is clearly not necessary. No, nobody needs it.
It's a little much.
But you got to stunt on IG.
Yeah.
You know?
You got to flex.
You got to flex all day
this
on
this. This right here is a power flex. How dare you? Now imagine somebody signs with Philadelphia Union, who's not doing a damn thing, by the way. Yo, we haven't even heard from Philadelphia Union. They haven't even gotten rid of players. They haven't done anything.
They're still on vacation.
Philly is hitting the snooze button hard this offseason. If Philadelphia Union signs somebody from South America or something, and you don't show up in a private jet, homie's going to be like, I'm going to hold off of that Atlanta money. I bet you LAFC has a private jet already. And if they don't, you know, they're like, get on the phone. Give me a damn private jet.
Well, look, maybe that'll push the other owners to, like, you know how owners are, especially, you, a man who may have a private jet. You know how you are when you see some other podcast with a private jet. You're like,
hit the phone. Yo, marquee jet. I want the big one in the back. That's what I said. Yo, give me the big one in the back.
Yes.
I say that when it comes to loaves of bread. And I say that when it comes to private jets.
Right. Your two most important passions in your life.
Those are my most significant purchases of the year when my accountant goes in, your private jet, and your loaves of bread are the same.
How is the bread more expensive than the private jet?
Gas is down because of ISIS. So bread is back up, baby. So, who else brings up ISIS on a soccer podcast? Nobody.
Exactly. So, I just very, very excited about this and excited about the future because at the very least, this kind of stuff internationally,
this is huge.
In South America, in Mexico, especially for Atlanta United, you know, in Argentina, some of the players are like, yo, Barco is seeing that. He's like, oh my God.
Yo, Barco's like, yo, they got private jets.
You got private jets? Okay.
Their families don't get kidnapped? I mean,
that's like a twofer.
I mean, that's like, how many more stamps on this car before I get a free coffee? I mean, they got it all here.
So, yeah, very, very fascinating. I'm very, very excited about it. So, again, we mentioned it up top. Portland also, they're losing people, but they're getting some new ones. Gio.
Savarese,
the new coach.
Venezuelan
coming from the New York Cosmos.
He's going to come in. He's got arepas for everybody. He's, you get one. Wow. I'm going to take yours back, rookie.
Nagby, you ain't getting nothing.
Nagby, he slams it on the ground. He throws it. He's like, look, private arepa.
Speaking of the move, are you surprised that Nagby left? That he wanted to leave? Apparently, it was a money issue. He wanted more money.
Well, I didn't know this until all this happened, but now the rumor came out that, you remember, he was supposed to go to Celtic like 2 years ago or a year ago. Yeah. And it was almost like a done deal, but then it fell apart at the end. No one knew exactly why. It turns out he wanted $1 million a year. Dude wants
a million.
And Celtic is like, I'm hanging up. They decided not to do it. That's too much. I guess that's over their budget. It is the Scottish Premier League. I mean, that's not, you know, they got no private jets. They barely got chartered buses. You know what I mean? So I guess, you know, Portland's not paying that. You know what I mean? I don't think Atlanta's paying that either. But I think moving to Atlanta will give him... I think it gives him his last opportunity to maybe make that move because it's the coach. He gets sort of the validation from Tata. If Tata says you good, maybe other leagues will look at you. Maybe other places will look at you. If not, there's worse places to be than Atlanta for the rest of your career. So,
of course.
You know, whatever. Maybe he's good. Gio Savarese.
Yeah.
Are you surprised?
No, not really. I mean, I personally don't know too much about him. I really only... paid attention to him when during the U.S. Open Cup games where NYCFC played against the Cosmos and got beaten twice. Yeah. So it seems like he's going to bring that same kind of energy when they play NYCFC.
Just consistently beating NYCFC. Just now in your own league.
But I've only heard good things. I've not heard one negative thing. And now since the hire, and I've been like researching him a bit and looking up his MLS career with the Metro Stars.
Yeah, he played for the Metro Stars for a while.
And he's played
in Europe.
He played in Italy.
Inter, but it's not Inter.
No, Fiorentina.
Yeah, Fiorentina.
And he played in Wales and all the other things. Yeah. So Venezuelan. So like Ali Moreno on ESPN FC is just like, he's the best, no flaws.
Yeah, yeah. He came in hot. He was
like, all right, tone it down a little bit. Yeah. Like,
he's got the Venezuelan soccer jersey and a baseball bat.
He's your boy, but like, you know,
we made it. He's like, I'm gonna be assistant coach. I'm out ESPN. Get the private jet, Gio. Get it ready. Alaska Airlines private jet. What I know about him is I believe he scored a ton of goals when he was with the Metro Stars.
That's right.
I don't know much. I did watch a bunch of Cosmos games just because they were on One World and it was a channel that I was stealing. So I got it. So every once in a while, it was the only thing on.
I mean, do you need to mention that part?
I kind of want people to know that your boy got a free Sling account and I was working it until they discovered it.
Yeah. Some people cut the cord. Alexis steals it.
I take your cord that you cut and other neighbors and I put it together into my television. But yeah, they gave me a free account for like trial and they never got rid of it. So whatever, I was watching it. Right. And the one thing I noticed about him is like, you know, it seems like it's complete bedlam, but he knows what's going on. Like, I think a lot of his forwards can kind of do whatever they want. Right. And I think we saw some of that at the US Open Cup. That dude, Lucky Masogna or whatever that dude's name is, the guy with the dreads who ended up scoring a bunch on him.
Lucky Marciano?
Ooh. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's who I was talking about.
Yeah.
Yeah, he got dreads now. That guy, the dude's name is Lucky, and boy was he. He seemed like he could roam wherever he wanted, but he was also like a target guy. So from what I've heard, I've looked some stuff up. It looks like he normally plays a 4-2-3-1, but I don't think he's going to be that dramatically different from Caleb Porter in the sense that it's going to be like a lot of passing and a lot of attacking. So I don't know. I kind of don't know what to expect. I looked on Twitter. It seems like the fans are split.
Yeah, from what I hear, he is a bit more comfortable with change. So from what
he makes a lot of changes.
Yeah, Caleb Porter, and also speaking Spanish, that connection with some of the Latin American players.
Yeah. And also, he was Venezuelan national team.
Yeah.
Yeah, for a long time. So, we're going to be bringing in some more Venezuelans into the league. Look, I know Colombians are upset about this, but it's going to happen. why? You know they hate each other.
Okay. Yeah, there's like that, what is it? Colombia, Venezuela, and what's it?
Ecuador?
Gran Colombia, which is like, that was the original Colombia, and then they split or whatever.
Yeah, so Venezuela is like...
Colombia felt like the Ottoman Empire.
You guys all studied that in school, right? They only tell us.
All right, next up, we got to go to our homie, Kaká. Kaká,
which by the way, who is Jesus and how?
I put up this picture in particular because it's very strange to me. So look, Kaká officially announced his retirement. We know he announced that he wasn't coming back to Orlando.
Yeah, he said he wasn't going to play with Orlando, but he did not say he wasn't coming back to soccer.
Exactly.
So he's officially done.
He made those. His agent made those calls. They're like, "Yo, Kaká, so he's looking for what? Who? Yeah. Who this? Nah. Yeah, yeah. Oh, Kaká, what? Kaká,
even Drogba was like, "You want to come to Phoenix? Buddy, I just shaved my head. Did you see that?
I did see that.
Oh my God, it scared the hell out of me.
I mean, it was a long time coming.
Straight perm.
Straight perm. How long did he need to do that for?
Come on, yo. Saved Côte d'Ivoire with that perm. So,
how did you say that again?
Côte d'Ivoire.
No, that's not how you say it. Côte d'Ivoire.
Côte d'Ivoire.
That's not how you said it.
Côte d'Ivoire?
Don't say any
Côte d'Ivoire?
Don't say any French things. All right?
You know what? You're now on my Christmas list along with the other things I hate.
But Kaká, officially announced his retirement on Instagram with this photo. And on his chest, he has a t-shirt that said, why always me? No, it didn't say that. Not that. It didn't say that.
Yeah, it says, eat my shorts. No, it says, I belong to Jesus.
It says, I belong to Jesus. And look, When I saw this, he's also, it seems like, I think he's on his knees at a stadium. I don't know which stadium. It looks Italian.
No, I believe that's...
Or Brazilian.
I think it's the Brazilian one.
It says Inter right there. It might be Italian. I think it's Italian.
No, I believe this is Copa Airlines. I can't imagine it's Italian. Duas Fortes, something grande, says on it. I don't know. This is not important. It says that belongs to Jesus. He's on his knees and he's got his hands up. By the way, huge hands. Could have been a goalkeeper. This dude's got... He's the exact opposite of Trump. Look how big this dude's hands are.
but when I was looking, so just the shirt itself, I belong to Jesus. And we know that Kaká is
very religious.
He's a very religious guy.
He loves Christmas.
he does not agree with Alexis on anything he said on the first 8 minutes of this podcast. Okay. He might have left that comment.
Buddy, I agree. First 8 minutes. I mean,
doing the Kevin Durant has some ghost accounts.
He's ghosting. He's ghost account typing.
But look, for me, look, I'm not the most religious person, which means I'm not religious at all.
Right.
But look, this was a little Kaká to me was feeling like the Tim Tebow of MLS. And this is like, this kind of takes the cake.
Yeah, this is a bit much.
This is a bit much.
But also, like, I don't want to, whatever. You believe whatever you want to believe. That's why you're here.
But we all found, even religious people were like, yo, Tim, Tebow, like, tone it down.
Imagine I was retiring from this podcast via Instagram or Twitter, and I put up a photo that said, Chicago deep dish is trash. It's like, buddy, I mean, you need that right now?
You need to go out swinging?
Yo, homie, you throwing shots on the way out? I mean, even though he's not really throwing shots at anyone, he's just sort of, it's his own.
He's throwing shots at the devil. That's what he's doing.
He sees you,
homie.
You're
saying, you're going down.
You out of here.
Now that he's not playing soccer, he has more time to put Satan in his place.
You stay in the league, but I'm out. I'm bigger than this. I'm better than that. He's taking a private jet to heaven.
Yeah, paid for by Darren Eels.
Yeah. Arthur Blank's like, you want to use it to go where? I mean, it feels like a lot of gas.
I don't know if there's enough fuel. Yeah.
Elon Musk is like, I'll do it in 2 minutes. I'm Elon Musk.
Oh, man.
I don't know why that's his accent.
Well, hopefully the plane doesn't explode on its way to heaven. Oh, boy.
SpaceX, put an X next to it. Did not work out.
SpaceX. I took a tour of SpaceX. Great. Unbelievable place.
Did you?
You feel like an insignificant human being.
Every time you walk in, did you flinch a little? Okay, not yet.
No, it's just like being next to like the guy that's like building a rocket that's like that's going to Mars. Like you've done the first 8 minutes of his podcast all quality.
Quality. Nothing but facts.
That is a great show.
Charts.
That guy's done so much with his life. We've really done nothing with our lives. That's what I'm learning.
I went to Liberty Science Center when I was a kid, and it was like a way to like correct what had gone wrong or whatever. And, it was like, let's put him in these classes that like college kids would do to see how he reacts. And it was this theater and they were doing a whole presentation and everyone kept asking questions and they were all mad smart. And I was all upset about it. So I raised my hands and I was like, yo, what do you do? Like when you're not doing this? And he's like, I don't know. He's like, whatever. I help my mother. He said something stupid. I go,
wow.
I go, yo, you're not that special. That was my question. Into
yo,
a microphone.
How many girls you got? What are you really doing?
I know. Yo, you want to talk about how the planet's technically not a sphere because it's flatter on one side? Go ahead. But yo, what about the bros? Yo,
you got any thotties? Like, what's going on?
Like what's in the cell phone?
What's your DMs like?
Yo, who's your first 10? Yo, who's in your faves, my dude? You got nobody.
Just Alexis unimpressed by anything.
My mother was like, get over here.
So look, Kaká, a legend in the game and done some, he's won it. He's won it all. From World Cups to, did he win a Champions League? He's won a Champions League, right?
Yeah, he's won it all.
He's won it all. So not an MLS Cup. Didn't even make it to the playoffs, dog. How great is your career really?
You don't even know what that. You don't even know what the MLS Cup smells like, dog. You have no idea. You never even been near it. You know what I mean? Champions League, put down, son.
Everybody, and that's what everybody's saying. It's like, I mean, Kaká, great, but really blemish on his career.
Ended his career on a real downslope.
Couldn't really do much at Major League Soccer level. I mean, which is the highest level in the world.
I mean, he easily won silver wherever else. Got to the MLS. Couldn't hang.
Hey, what are you going to do? I mean, facts is facts. Facts on facts on facts.
Yeah. I really wish it said, I belong to Jesus and Christ, like Jason Christ. K-R-E-I-S.
I should have photoshopped that right in there.
That would have been great.
This MLS offseason, a lot has been happening so far. We don't even have enough time to cover everything.
How could we possibly?
But we should at least begin with some NYCFC stuff. A club that's near and dear to our hearts. We were talking about this guy last week, Kyrie Shelton.
Kyrie gone.
Traded to Sporting Kansas City for Saad Abdulsalam.
Saad Abdulsalam. The of war is, I think, a lot of people are like, oh, what is he like? Is he serviceable? Is he this? I know he's still young. He's like 26 years old. Good for him. Kyrie also young. I think he's what, 25?
I think he's younger than that. He got drafted.
Out of college.
Out of college. So he was what, 21, 22? He's probably 23, 24.
He's probably 24, let's say. Had a very strong year, a year and a half ago, or sort of end of the season.
His first year was okay.
His first year was all right.
Second year was very good.
Very good. The one thing I will say about Kyrie, I know there's a lot of Sporting Kansas City fans that are listening. Kyrie, if you're listening, keep this in mind. Out of nowhere, he has become afraid to take on defenders with the ball. I don't know if he's skittish about his own technique.
Who are you talking about?
Kyrie Shelton.
He's afraid to take on defenders with the ball?
With the ball. He won't go at him.
He won't go at them. Okay. All right.
Yeah. He won't. He'll pass it away. He'll make great runs, but he'll pass it away. He seems like he's uncomfortable. It could be having someone like David Villa going like, I'm going to try to score. This guy's here. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, partially, I don't even know if it's like a confidence thing, but or if it's like a not really his game. I feel like that's never really been his game. He's never really taken people on one-on-one.
I mean, that's what he was known for in college, along with his pace, and he did it in the second half of not last year, the year before. So clearly has a precedent set that he can do it.
Okay.
Get out there and do it, dude.
Yeah. So I wish him the best. Like I mentioned last week, my girlfriend's favorite player.
I've never seen him play, so I've only seen photos.
That's all she needs.
That's it.
But I mean, she has an eye for talent. I mean, yeah. I don't know what to tell you.
I mean, look at this. She saw me and goes, I don't like his podcast. And I'm like, well, your boyfriend's on it. She's like, I like that part of it. Second 8 minutes. Beautiful.
But he was traded for Saad Abdulsalam. And Saad was sort of known for... That what I know him for the most, and he played pretty well at Sporting Kansas City.
Let's talk about what we really know him for, which is the TIFO that Portland made.
Yes.
In response to what everyone knows him for, which was perfect.
The double post gum.
Yeah, double mint gum. They put it double post. And why would they do that? Why did they do that?
Because of this. So this was in the playoffs against Portland in 2015, the 2015 playoffs.
So if you're listening to the podcast, you'll hear the audio. We'll explain what's happening. I'm sure you know.
Yeah.
If you're listening. No, sure, an MLS fan.
It's definitely rare especially for a penalty kick. It's very, very rare. That doesn't happen.
I mean, also just the luck of, you know, your team's like, we got it. Oh, no, well, here we go. No, also that one. Also both, you know?
Yeah, so that's like, was his big... That was the big thing that I knew Abdulsalam for. But I've heard a lot of good things, especially from Kuzer, Dan Kuzer.
Kuzer hooking us up with the info.
Big Sporting Kansas City fan.
Big man, good hugger.
Good hugger, yeah.
Great hugger.
Very, very strong quality.
Yeah. It's important. If you want to listen to us.
That's on his FIFA rating sheet.
Hug 79.
The little icon to him.
H-U-G,
little
right?
Stick man hugging.
Right, it's right below PAC for his pace.
Cuddling strength. Yeah. 87.
Yeah. I mean, dude, listen, if you're going to be a fan of ours and you want to come meet us, you better be ready with them hugs.
I don't know exactly what to expect. I know what we're sort of missing out on. I know a lot of people were like, when I talked about Kyrie in any positive light last week, we're like, yo, this dude likes Kyrie? Yeah. What's all this about?
Send him to Kansas City. Send him to Kansas City.
But, you know, I think when you're a fan of any club, you do have an emotional...
You did get destroyed in the group chat.
I did. I did. But which is fine. But I'm okay saying that Kyrie's always been, he's been really cool to us. Always been very, very supportive.
He recognized this the first season.
Yeah.
He was like, yo, I know who you guys are. You're the comedians. And you and I reacted. I think that video is still up in our YouTube channel.
Yeah.
We reacted like, oh my God. Like,
It's very difficult to go from, to like, yeah, get him out of here. I'm done with him.
Well, look, if you've ever watched a movie on the Lifetime channel, it can happen within 30 minutes as long as Candace Cameron Bure is there.
So, yeah, it's I just remember the good and I don't really focus too
you
much
take
on
the
bad.
Good, you take the bad, you take them both, and there you have the facts of MLS.
But, yeah. You know, again, I mentioned like those
in a league never seen right,
those incredible comebacks. You know, Kyrie Shelton, especially when he played with Frank Lampard, I thought that's really when he played.
Well, clearly, he's someone who didn't really fit in the team last year, and I think with someone like a more attacking midfielder who comes in and makes late runs, he can cut in, and it was very effective. And the one thing about him has the height, can overwhelm defenders on set pieces and things like that. So there's a chance for him. Abdul Salam, I'm excited to see him in New York. Fast winger type defender.
Yeah, we're seeing, especially in 2017, NYCFC definitely went to a, you better be technical on the ball.
Yeah.
You better be quick decisions, quick passes. And when you think of how, like Kyrie, how you think of Okoli fits on this team, like, nah, man, their feet ain't just, they're just not quick enough. They're not sharp enough with that kind of game.
Someone who actually had an incredible assist versus the Timbers.
Yeah.
Defender RJ Allen.
RJ Allen.
We interviewed, you can see the photo here if you're watching. You know, wonderful dude, great guy. Spoke to a bunch of kids at Sportica with us.
Yeah.
He was great, very inspirational. The one thing I love about him
is he was inspirational.
We were not. You know what it is? It's like so many people to be impressed by what he's done, you have to look at us and realize, oh, that's the bottom. And there's the top.
Because remember when Alexis was just talking about how much he hates giving gifts to his family and all these children that he called them? Just imagine how he would treat like 50 children who are young minds willing to be inspired.
Well, I almost punched a kid because the kid, remember, he looked up his FIFA stats. And RJ's like, I think I'm a 78, 77. He looks up. He's like, 72. He's like, all right, kid, put the phone down. Who gave you a cell phone?
He kept it real, that kid.
He did. That kid, kid's good.
So RJ Allen, his option.
Traded to.
Yes, but his option was not picked up by NYCFC.
So he has to renegotiate,
so
right?
So he was renegotiating, but they decided to trade him to Orlando, where he reconnects with Jason Christ, who was the guy who got him in Major League Soccer in the first place.
Also known as the man who broke Kaká. So,
yeah, he drove my league. He was just like, I can't.
You do nothing for us.
So, look, another emotional, decision for NYCFC. RJ Allen, first year, especially second year, I thought he played very, very well. He's total, I think, 11 assists. He's gotten one goal in his NYCFC career, but very much a heart of the team. And in 2017, did not get too much playing time, especially with the growth of Ben Sweat. Ben Sweat played so well that he just earned Vieira's trust, and they weren't too many minutes to go around for the backs. You know, even especially Matarrita got hurt, but when he came back.
Yeah, and clearly also it feels like Patrick Vieira is going to change up the back line. I don't think it's going to go to three-man back. I think you are going to see him a lot more active wingers. So
sure,
let's see.
It's going to be exciting. So, so he does go to Orlando. Oh, yeah, we'll go back.
We'll go back to that.
Second. So,
also, we didn't bring this up. It's not going to be on the slide, but LAFC is making moves, baby.
They are.
They got Walker Zimmerman, great defender. He's got a year left on his contract. I wonder what that negotiation is going to be like. Marco Ureña, who we saw destroy Honduras.
In the expansion draft, we talked about it last week. Yeah,
Laurent Simon also. We talked a little bit about this. Latif Blessing. They're building a really strong team. They also got Diego Rossi out of Uruguay.
Yeah, that's right.
From Peñarol.
Okay.
I've heard people say Peñarol. I don't know who that is.
The people who say Cote d'Ivoire.
Yeah. Which, why would you say that?
Why would
you
say that?
The first 8 seconds of you saying that right now is trash. Cote d'Ivoire.
It's Cote d'Ivoire.
Cote d'Ivoire?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't believe you. You're Dominican, okay? You're supposed to hate the people who speak French. Remember, you kicked them out of your country. Go back to your side of the island. let's get geopolitical on you. But they've clearly built a strong team. Diego Rossi, 19 years old, DP.
Yeah. It's a good sign.
19 years old and to be captain of Peñarol. If you don't know what Peñarol is, it's the number one team, the greatest, most successful team in all of Uruguay. Oh, is that important? Yeah. It's almost like saying you're the captain of Boca Juniors or the captain of River. It's Nacional versus Peñarol. Those are massive, massive teams. Peñarol is typically wins every year, largest TIFO. They cover half the stadium back when they win the Centenario. They got their own stadium now. This is a huge thing. Also, the favorite team of everyone on my side of the Uruguayan family, or the Uruguayan side
who
of my family.
Who you barely talk to.
Barely sorry, but I know that, and I follow Peñarol quite a bit. Also, Diego Forlán. So, but Luis Suarez is from Nacional. But this is a huge deal. This is a huge team, and I think we're starting to see that MLS pretty soon is going to be a bunch of South Americans. I think we're seeing.
Welcome. I mean, we're hopefully, especially with the new TAM. Why it looks
girl,
like,
did you get a new TAM?
Damn. I'm glad you noticed.
Oh my God, girl.
You know, because my man, he hasn't even said a thing about it.
Girl, you know your man ain't gonna say nothing. I've been telling you to dump him. He don't even he don't see when you have TAM. He definitely didn't know your GAM.
Girl, but I love him. I love him.
It's discretionary. What happens on this podcast? Why do you listen?
See, if you listen to past 8 minutes, the first 8 minutes, you're gonna have a good time.
Here now, you might as well buckle your seatbelt. Also, when did that character become Southern?
Just you know,
Côte d'Ivoire.
Look, there's just I got a lot of range. I don't know what to tell
this
you.
Kid's got all he right. Can go all the way over there. He can go all the way over there.
All right.
You just ask him where to go. You point him in the direction.
It's called Meisner acting technique.
Yeah, he never gets out of character.
Did it for 2 years. Okay. I've done it all.
2 years in the School of Hard Knocks, a.k.a. School of Meisner.
I forgot what I was saying.
No, we were just saying, like, because this new team.
You think a lot more
of these Southern American players are going to come up.
More than anything.
South America. Southern American. How y'all doing?
I'm from Uruguay.
I'm all the way from Paraguay. Daddy done dropped me off.
Oh, my God. No, I think the thing that's going to happen initially is that players are going to, instead of going to Mexico to play, they're going to be like, oh, well, now
just keep going.
The money's good. Let me just go a little bit more.
Come on. Don't land this private jet. Keep it going.
But look, that's what MLS has needed for a long time. I forgot who was it that said this. It might have been our guest who's possibly on the show. It might have been David Goss. But they did... I forgot the point. The general point I was going to make is like that now there's going to be some interest and competition between the leagues, and this is what sort of MLS needed. And the point that somebody else made was,
You came back to
now
it.
Now I got okay. it. That the new TAM money was the incentive from the new MLS owners that like the crafts were not the people that were trying to get more money
clearly
into the league. And so it seems to be that this is going to be the real thing that's going to drive the league forward.
Yeah, and it's the level of quality that we're going to bring in is not going to be your super superstar names. They're going to be the ones that are potentially are superstars in the future. And what you're going to see is the level of the middle of the league of the talent is going to rise. It's going to be even bigger. It's going to be even better.
Yeah, yeah.
So I'm excited about it. The lighting just changed magically here. We're looking good though. We're still looking good. We're going okay, and it's
now
back.
Now it's back.
All right. So somebody's fucking with us, and we're recording this. But whatever. We'll keep it going. Also, I want to say he brought in, what's his name? Bob Riley brought in an Egyptian player, Omar Gaber.
Okay.
Don Garber's Egyptian nephew, which he has. I don't know if you know that.
Sure.
Took the R out. But he's, I guess he's on loan from FC Basel. This is huge. Remember, national team coach of Egypt, national team coach of the USA, coached at Le Havre. You want to correct me?
I don't even know. I feel like you had a little Flemish there. I don't know what's wrong. I wanted to say Gesundheit.
I don't think it's French. I think it's Flemish. Am I right? Get it, everyone? All right. Dad jokes always work. Get in the van. And then what else did he coach? Oh, Swansea. Look, it was for like 8 days. But
sure. He coached for 8 minutes.
Oh, man. It was trash.
It really was.
We will not let go of this. The guy who posted that comment, his name is Sunil. So I think it's Sunil Galati. I legitimately think Sunil Galati's like, well, fuck you guys.
Sure.
Being so disrespectful.
So Let's do one.
Yeah, we have a guest coming in.
We got a guest coming in. Andrew Wiebe's here. Obviously, yeah, we mentioned that up top. But
you want to do this next part? No, as
let's
third segment?
No, let's do it now. Let's
All
do it right
let's
now.
Let's do it right now.
This is exciting for me. Nice little new segment that I think we got to introduce this because this guy has just been killing it online, and I'd argue the funniest MLS player online.
Yeah, I would say
I'm trying to think of somebody else who's
I think Jimmy Conrad has a bigger personality, but he's also retired.
Yeah, they're definitely current player.
Bobby Boswell's sharpest comedy mind.
Sure.
Currently playing MLS.
And Jimmy Conrad, he's funny. I'm not saying
he's a funny guy.
But when it comes to like just straight up written heat, you know, sharp wit.
Dude's got at least 20 minutes in him, I guarantee.
If Bobby Boswell did stand, we interviewed him right at the live show in Atlanta. If Bobby Boswell did stand up, I would be confident that he would do pretty well.
I think he would.
Yeah.
We should try that out, actually. New video.
Yeah.
Make Bobby do five.
Bobby do nice type 5 minutes.
Come on.
That'd be dope. So, I put together a nice little compilation.
Laughing Skull in Atlanta set that up.
Bobby, what's Bobby tweeting?
Hey, yo, what's Bobby tweeting?
Yo, hey, yo, Bobby, what are you tweeting, dog?
Yo, Bobby, why you got your phone in your hand? What are you tweeting?
So Bobby Boswell always has amazing tweets. Always so entertaining. Make me laugh a lot.
Killing it.
And so let's go through just a couple of the ones that he's been putting up recently. So this is after MLS Cup, Toronto FC wins the game.
This I tried to put in the article, mm-hmm. but it did not fit because I thought it was great.
Yeah.
Shouts to MLS for letting me write that article. Hopefully you bring it back next year. But Bobby Boswell tweeted, I think all Canadians will agree Toronto FC got an A+ or an A+.
A plus, yeah.
Like EH tonight.
Like, yeah. Like
exclamation
point. The way Canadians say A.
Yeah, they end everything in A. Okay, not nearly as funny as if when you read it, now that we said it out loud. But I will say the funny thing about it is he knows it's a cheesy joke.
Yes.
Like, that's what makes it even funnier.
And he is a dad.
Yeah, it's a dad joke.
It's a dad joke. Yeah. Very, 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 very clever. Got how many so far?
20 retweets, 155 likes.
For an MLS player making a joke, it's not just like... Like, just posting pictures of your food, which is like, that can get, if you're a popular player,
30,000.
You get 30,000 yeah. every tweet.
Oh, this guy also eats hot dogs? I need to tell my friend.
Just like me.
Yeah.
No, Bobby is just legit. Like, if this guy was, if somebody told me Bobby Boswell was a comedy writer, I'd be like, oh,
pretending
yeah.
to be a soccer player? I'd be like, yeah, I get
okay,
it.
Okay, cool. Yeah.
Or a parody account of a soccer player? I get it.
Yeah. Next up. Let's go. We got Bobby Boswell went to the
Players Union.
The Players Union meeting. Obviously, Bobby Boswell is an MLS veteran. I think he's been in the league about 12, 13 years. He's currently a free agent looking for a team. Hire this man either for an MLS team or for SNL.
Or just give him, I don't know, maybe just give him a very long cord to charge his phone so he can walk around and be like, buddy, do what you do. Buddy, get out there.
Work your magic.
So he's out there. He says, I'm at the annual MLS Players Union meeting in Las Vegas. And just to give you an idea how far we have come, there are four guys here with man buns.
Hilarious. I mean, that's just great.
Look, Manchester United got one. MLS Players Union got four.
Exactly. We are killing it with the man bun game. Yeah, and which is great. What a great observation.
Yeah.
What a fun little thing to especially to equate.
Also a well-written joke.
Yes.
Show you how far we come, a little bit of misdirection at the end.
Yes. And very clear on a guy who's been in, you know, we were talking to him about what the league was like when he first got there.
No private jets.
Very jets. Very few just single engine helicopter.
There was no propulsion. Technology when he started. Someone had to go out there and just spin the propeller.
Great joke. You got to give props, you know?
Yeah.
And next up, this was good because this was during a Manchester United. I think this was during the Manchester Derby.
No. This was during the Manchester United's win this weekend. That was not that fun to watch.
This was... Okay. Yeah, that's right. They won, I think, just what? 1-0 or 2-0?
Yeah, 1-0.
So... and Bobby.
Well, Arsenal won 1-0. I'm not sure what they won, but they won, but it was in a great match to watch.
Exactly. But he did post, he said, Manchester United and Star Wars used to be fun to watch.
I mean, this is like he's pulling in current events.
Yes, yes. Popular culture. Last Jedi is currently in theaters. It has an opinion on, look.
Used to be better back in the day. Now it's not as good.
You know, Manchester United equating it to the evil empire.
United, hire him. That'd be more fun to watch if Bobby's tweeting for you.
What's Bobby tweeting now? Yeah. And this one, probably my favorite one. And this one needs some context because this one... Julian Gressel, this is about Julian Gressel, who we also had on the show.
Doing what Polanco is afraid to do.
Refuses to do.
He is committing.
He's also
to,
10 years my junior.
Yes, yes. Which is when I got married. But, I mean, you know, I feel like we played a small part in this. If you recall, Julian Gressel was a guest on our podcast via call-in. We shamed him. He talked about how his girl didn't like pizza. We shamed him to have to go with the help of Jay Riddle. And we're never going to do a what's Jay tweeting because that will take 7 hours. Jay and us shamed him and his girl into going out to eat pizza to the point where he had to take a photo. When he did our live event, he was like, come on, enough with the pizza guy. She likes it now. We're good. You know, and I think that was a turning point. I think you could see that people are willing to, marriage is all about compromise and meeting halfway. And I think you saw Julian Gressel in his eyes realize his girl had done that. And this is where we are. He last night proposed to his girl, or 2 nights ago, if you're listening to this on Wednesday, proposed to his girl, and she said yes.
Yeah, he opened the box of the ring box, and it was a little tiny pizza in there.
Yeah, it was a little baby pizza.
Little baby pizza,
and it was being held up by Arthur Blank. It was beautiful. That's the ring. It's just Arthur Blank holding up.
No,
she said yes. It's a beautiful photo. We don't have the photo for the board, but it is beautiful. But that did not stop there.
Bobby.
Fans were out here congratulating. Bobby's like, how about we go
Bobby, don't stop working.
Because
okay.
Let me tell you something. The Rock on that bad boy. On that ring.
On the ring, yeah.
Pretty nice.
Okay. You were impressed?
Gressel. I'm impressed.
And Bobby Boswell's tweet was, holy crap. How big was your rookie of the year bonus? Which is like, that's great. Yo, where you get that money from?
Yeah,
yo,
Bobby, what are you tweeting? Oh, so Julian, what you buying?
Yo, I remember when I was a rookie, I couldn't afford that ring.
Yeah, no, not at all. So, I mean, you know, whatever. Bobby's killing it.
Very, very great. So
and I don't know if you know this. I offered Bobby an opportunity that no one will ever have. I didn't offer him to come.
Was it like an indecent
$1 million for you to tweet for me? Get in the helicopter. Forget Woody Harrelson. I know. Here's the thing. Normally we have interviews, right? We're about to have an interview right now.
Yeah.
But here's what I offered Bobby. He should come on and just be a third mic for an entire podcast episode.
Sure. Yeah.
I feel like he would add a lot of good jokes.
I think so. I think it'd be a lot of fun.
Yeah. Let's give it a try. Bobby.
Hit up Bobby at Bobby Boswell. Hit him up.
Two B's, two L's. You can't go wrong.
So hit him. Yeah, tweet at him. Let him know to join us. Why not?
Yeah, come on. That'd be fun. Third mic, whole episode.
So that's been the first edition of Yo, hey, yo, what's Bobby tweeting?
Hey, yo, Bobby, what you tweeting?
What you tweeting, dog?
That's the first. There you go. Not bad.
Well, we'll keep doing that. If you like that, let us know.
Also, if you get a chance, check out his Instagram. The video might be gone now, but he was just sending his kids down a grass hill on cardboard.
On cardboard, yeah.
I don't think any of that was legal.
The snow in Atlanta is gone. Yeah. So he was like, you know what? We should still sled.
Yeah, yeah. Put the sleds down. I got this old box. Amazon box.
It's prime. It's good quality. The box.
You kidding me? Bad tape. Good box.
So that's it, everybody. That's the first segment. And next up, we're going to be talking to Andrew Wiebe.
So excited.
Of Extra Time Radio, of MLSsoccer.com.
Papa Wiebe.
Papa Wiebe. We're super excited. These two forces colliding. Oh. Cooligans and Extra Time Radio. Who's going to win? No,
clearly us.
straight up, we're going to be talking to Andrew Wiebe right after this.
Hey, everybody. Thank you so much for listening to The Cooligans. We want to break in real quick with a word from our sponsor.
SeatGeek.
Come on, baby. You want tickets to stuff? Where are you supposed to go get it?
Yeah, you want tickets to stuff like concerts.
Yeah.
Like soccer games.
Soccer games, always important, right? Where a CCL draw just happened. There's going to be a couple games going on here in the U.S. Why not go to SeatGeek? They are the official ticketing partner of MLS.
Yes, they are the ticketing partner of MLS, and they are a big supporter of the Cooligans. So if you want to support the Cooligans, go to the SeatGeek app. go to SeatGeek.com and use the promo code. What promo code, Alexis?
I believe it's Cooligans.
Yeah, Cooligans. And you will receive $20 off your first order.
You're not getting like a percentage off or nothing. They're actually just going to give you money. They're giving you money for saying or writing the word Cooligans.
Straight up cash money.
Like... They're going to count it out, fold it. They're going to put it in your pocket. It's going to be amazing. Go to SeatGeek.com. Get yourself the app on the iTunes, Apple Store, whatever. Go get it on the Play Store. If anybody has a Microsoft phone, throw it out. But before you do, get
the three
app.
People who have it. Yeah, I mean, get the SeatGeek app.
You got a BlackBerry? Homie. I mean, what year is it? Just get out of doing a bid? It doesn't matter because go get yourself tickets to an event.
They give. You walk out of prison, they hand you a BlackBerry. You're like, oh, what is this? Now my life is worse. I want to go back into prison. It's worse.
I used to get free yogurt. Now I get this. Where's the pudding cups? So get yourself the app. Get yourself on the website, SeatGeek.com. Put in Cooligans. Take that $20. Welcome back to the Cooligans, baby.
Hey, how exciting is this?
I didn't know if I was supposed to yell there. I was like, I was on edge. I wanted to yell, but I couldn't yell.
Oh, you could get in there, baby.
All right, yell. Take your shirt off. Nobody cares.
Come on.
No, nobody wants to see that. We'll get to
feed Christian like a baby. Let him latch on.
I'm going to make you take that shirt off because I don't have one of those shirts.
Oh, yeah. You gave this to me at All-Star.
I did. So we had a huge box of these shirts. Love the shirts. People love them. We had a box when we're coming out of Soldier Field before the game. We're going to hold on to them, give them out to our listeners. And like 50 people see that we have a box of t-shirts and just mob us and start jamming their hands in the box. And I'm fighting for a second. And then I'm like, you know what? It's not worth it. It's just not worth it. Just take all these
free t-shirts and free pizza. It was people go nuts.
It was Black Friday at
Everything's on sale.
For my kid. I'm like, dude, are you grabbing 2XLs?
Yeah.
Like your kid cannot wear that.
It's a blanket.
I actually got an XL, not a 2XL. So that's why I didn't wear it. Cause it would be a little much.
A little billowy.
Everyone's like, oh, look at Christian and a sausage are having a podcast. There is a camera right where you see that little silver stick.
Gotcha.
I'm not just staring.
I was going to say, who's out there?
Yeah. Look at this. What do you think of our wall? If you're listening to the podcast, you don't see it, but we got the Kansas City Jayhawk or Kansas. Sorry,
University of Kansas Jayhawk. Yeah.
And then we have a baby.
So my baby's not yet walking in that nature. That's a very stilted walk from that baby. Someday soon, I hope. But thank you. You're also getting a little cross promotion in.
Yeah, man. Extra Time Radio. We're big fans of the podcast.
Thank you.
Said it before. We've had Matt Doyle on. He calls in. He will not be on the podcast because he hates New York City. He hates it here.
Oh, you don't know the news?
No.
There's a good chance Matt Doyle might be hate living in New York City.
Whoa.
I'm not saying it's not, and there's no for sures here, but there's a chance. So he might sit in this hot seat very soon.
The power of Major League Soccer.
Well, it's the power of the Cooligans.
What's your cap policy here? I'm just like trying to knock things off the list for you before you
go. We don't have TAM space for cats. That's it. Yeah.
And also a severe allergy from Alexis.
Yeah. Also, I'll die. I will die.
Okay, so he might not come in. Yeah.
Much like some of the old owners, if they spend any money like Atlanta or LAFC. So you work for MLS, but you must get this all the time. People yell at you as if you are MLS.
Oh, yeah.
Why?
Mr. MLS. That's what I call him.
People are like, Weeby, why won't you let us have more DPs?
Right.
You're like Sarah Huckabee Sanders. I'm like, hey, you're talking for him.
Yeah, right. you're the press secretary.
I wish I did not have that reference coming my way, but I can see the thing. It's like, I don't know what I can change. And they want these big picture changes from me or these like, you know, you take this into the commissioner's office. And I'm like, I have never been in the commissioner's office.
I was going to ask, what access do you have to Don Garber?
I mean, I see him in the elevator. He gives me nods. He nods. We acknowledge each other. Yes. And, you know, I've interviewed him a number of times. He actually, at All-Star, he ran from his hotel to our set to do it, which I was like, oh, wow, he really wanted to do this. No, he was behind on his schedule for the
day. Okay.
So, they want a lot of things from me. But normally it's not, hey, Weeby, change stuff. If I'm out and about, it's like I'm walking along a sideline at the U.S. Open Cup. It's, Weeby, you suck.
Yeah.
It's never like, hey, change something or like help us with something. It's like,
change this.
Right.
Get out of here.
Right. And then I look back and it's not like the angry face. It's them smiling at me like,
He loves
right,
it. We made a connection. Like, look at us.
Like from Twitter, I know you like abuse.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
just come back with it. Yeah.
It's such an odd thing because it's like as the more we've gotten to sort of befriend you, the more we've sort of followed you online and looked at what's happening. And I never really noticed your mentions. I've only noticed what you would post. I look at some of your mentions and I'm like, what do you think Andrew Wiebe doesn't put down a podcast microphone, kick down, you know, Dan Quartermatch's door and Don Garber's door and go, guys, I just got word that there's a guy with an egg avatar who thinks that we should do this.
And I am the Pied Piper of eggs. You know, you go to like the Twitter, oh, how many of your followers are real?
Yeah.
And I'm like, this is gonna hit, I'm gonna get like 45% for sure. Because all when you get those little follow lists, it's just like five faces and 25 eggs.
Buddy, you attract eggs, you impregnate them, you do the whole thing. You do the whole thing? That's why there's a baby.
That's the triple threat that I bring to the Cooligans.
Don't put an egg around this guy. He's either going to scramble or you're going to have a baby bird.
It's gonna hatch, for sure.
I mean, we can go everywhere. Look, should we just, we can talk about that,
sure,
right?
Yeah.
I mean, you are a new dad.
I am a new dad.
Papa.
Congratulations, everybody.
Cameron Russell Wiebe.
Right.
Yeah.
So we've talked about now three different ways of doing it, right? We have Julian Gressel, right? Well, first of all, we have Polanco.
I thought you were going to talk about positions.
No. there's a Kama Sutra section.
I was like box to wait, box? Yeah. Or like what?
Wait till you see what happens on this live wall. So we have Christian Polanco here, who is deathly afraid of commitment. And I have to beg him to be on this podcast every week.
I've been in a relationship for 5 years. So that's afraid of commitment.
And that's right. So you were like eons ahead of me.
Oh, yeah. Sure.
Like I was actually afraid of commitment. No. So
I've been in a relationship for 18 years. I've been with my wife for 11. We don't want, or I guess I don't have.
Haven't had.
Oh, okay. I'm not putting any time.
I'll go with the commitment issue.
I'm not putting any time. Oh, really? I bought a ring, baby. Yeah. By the way, who else bought a ring? Julian Gressel. Young relationship, bought himself a ring. And then on the other side of the spectrum, we have Andrew Wiebe, who you talked about this, so we can mention this, right?
No, of course. I'm very proud of this. Everything in my life, I'm extremely proud of.
Yeah. You met a beautiful woman.
I did.
You guys hung out. And very early on in this relationship, you found out.
No pity.
No, look, I don't know if you guys have seen the Netflix show Easy.
Yeah.
So we just binge watched this the other day. And the reason we binge watched is because we were out in, we were at some like dive bar in Park Slope meeting another couple. The reason we're meeting this other couple is because we're looking for a nanny share, which is something that I never thought I would do.
Is that like an Uber pool or
It's kind of like that. It's very similar. Like if an Uber pool costs you like $4,000 a month.
Yeah, sure.
So we're talking to these folks and they're like,
is this like when Montreal Impact got lent that goalkeeper for the CCL game?
Well, no. We want to make this permanent.
Okay, this is permanent.
Our baby's going to have to go to their house potentially.
But the nanny will have to wear goalkeeper gloves.
I mean, there's some contractual issues we got to work through. But
a little messy.
So they're like, you know, how'd you guys meet? And they're like, oh, we've been married for, you know, like 10 years, 5 years ago, we got pregnant and, you know, I'm in grad school now and she works as an industrial designer. And I'm like, oh yeah, that's cool. You guys, you know, we met in January, you know, like our kid is
of this year.
Yes, our kid is 5 weeks old. Like we met in January, like it all happened very quickly. Like you're like the TV show Easy.
Yeah.
Like what the hell does that mean? So like my girlfriend's like, I don't know if I'm offended right now. What just happened here? So we watched We watched the show and it's like, oh, all these like real life modern turns or whatever on relationships and life. Part of it is that a homeless man stole shoes from my apartment like 5 days ago. And one of the episodes is about a package grabber. So I think that was part of it. The other part of it is I met my girlfriend on Tinder.
Yeah.
We lived across the street from each other. It all happened quickly. We got a baby.
That GPS really worked out well.
Wow. I set it to less than a mile. No kidding. I'm not kidding. I was like, I hadn't dated in 4 months. It's like, this city sucks.
If I'm having a baby with anyone, I barely know. Well, it better be across the street.
I'm like having a drink at the time.
It just worked out.
I'm going to have a baby with you right here.
Right.
You're having a baby.
I can see your apartment building from my apartment building window.
Guess who's the lucky this one?
So, yeah, it worked out. It did.
So, I mean, that is a wild story, and a lot of people will think like, I'm sure plenty of people were like,
a lot of people think a lot of things.
What were you doing? Yeah. What are you thinking?
Also, if it was any of us, one person would have left this podcast and be living in Mexico. Like, yeah. I would have done what my dad did and said goodbye.
I mean, it was the heaviest thing I've ever been through. I don't want to bring this down, but also this awesome thing too, because we had like, if there's a meet cute on Tinder, we had a meet cute on Tinder where, and that's like everybody at home's like, BS. But like, you know, we chatted for like 2 weeks. I was busy. I was on the road. I was skiing. I was like out and about. And I was just like, oh, this girl's super cute.
Yeah.
And we made up a fictional book series, like kind of like the Nancy Drew series, except it's geriatric people in an old folks home with like a broke down dog solving mysteries. Like one of them was, you know, missing puzzle piece, which is an obvious one. There's an actual real story like this out there that I found on the internet.
Really?
That's just bizarre. That's written up in like an old folks home newsletter where it's like a 10,000 piece puzzle and one piece is missing. And it's all these old people like speculating as to who might've screwed up.
I love this.
And then also like who gave old people STDs, you know, weird stuff. We took it down a lot of different rabbit holes.
No, we know senior citizen homes, nursing homes.
I mean,
not nursing homes, really.
I mean,
but that's the highest rate of STDs.
They get it in.
Oh, really?
Buddy, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, for real.
No, it's
highest
real
rate. No, it really is.
I've had a lot of years to accumulate.
Southern Florida.
That's where I get all my STDs. I don't know about you, man.
He's just out there. He doesn't care if your fruit's a little overripe.
Yeah. I mean, when I set my location in Tinder, I go right next to old folks.
You just like stand there, just park your car. Like,
age,
I got all day, baby. I got all day.
He just stands there with a bag of Werther's Originals. Who wants some hard candy and also Werther's Original?
Maybe
some
one of those square caramels. Those were all the classic. A little bit warm. A little bit warm from being in the pocket. Yeah.
Those stupid strawberry things that no one
nobody
knows
likes.
You get
those.
Them.
They get the where little like the little like
the
saccharine
cream inside?
Shit.
Yeah.
Pass.
God.
So I'm moving on back to soccer.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think Alexis knows you more than I do, but
it's not a contest.
Sure. Yeah. Yeah. How long have
I'm
you
winning that.
Been at MLS? How did you get there in the first place? How did you get to, you know, the Cooligans desk right now?
Yeah, it's been a long journey, I would say. I played soccer growing up, but I was a baseball player ultimately. I was kind of fat in middle school and I had plantar fasciitis and like fat
Alexis
kid.
Alexis is still in middle school right now.
plantar fasciitis is my middle name.
I was gonna say, if you got that, I don't know how you walked in here.
Yeah.
I was like, I could not move in eighth grade.
You know what?
And so they're like, you know what you look like? A catcher.
Yeah.
You look like a catcher.
I was a catcher as well.
Yeah, and I was like, okay, I'm a catcher.
That's why I have bad knees right now.
No, you didn't get those knee savers.
I didn't get the pizza slices for the
Yeah, the knee savers are crucial.
I saw Mike Piazza using them. I'm like, hey!
Yeah. Well, Mike did that because defensively he was a questionable catcher. But we won't get into like nuts and bolts there.
I'm like Darren Dalton to kick it old school. I just got
that.
I got old knees.
Just doesn't get up ever anymore.
No.
Just walks around on his knees.
Duck walks to first base.
Yeah, so I went to college. I was in business. I was bad at it. I failed accounting, and I like dropped out of accounting. And I was like, well, if I can't do accounting one, I'm probably not going to do business.
Yeah.
So I went to journalism school. I was like, I like sports. I like to write about things. So I went there. And I had just watched the entire 06 World Cup with my friends at home. It had been the summer after my freshman year of college, and I was like, this is, wow. I didn't know that this world existed. Like, professional soccer is a thing. I had no idea. Like, when I was growing up, I think, like, fifth grade, we had an Italian coach. And he's like, all right, guys, I'm going to, like, teach you the Maradona. And I was like, what's that?
He pulls out a bag of cocaine.
Like, yeah, and I didn't. Yeah. I'm going to teach you the Maradona.
He's like, you guys want to be Maradona? All right, which one of you has herpes? You're going to score the most goals.
Oh, man. And like, I didn't know. I just thought I was some like word that you called this soccer move. I didn't know that it's just the most legendary, like inspirational player in the history of the game. I just didn't know. And so I watched the World Cup, and I'm like, oh, my God, Michael Essien. Like, oh my God, Tomas Rosicki. Oh, my God, he put in the top corner against the U.S. And we didn't go through, and it was a tough one, but, like, the tin man against Italy, and it was inspirational, and I'm, like, a huge nerd. So when I find something I like, I just do nothing but research that thing.
Right.
And think about it and read about it and everything else. And, like, for example, third grade, for a year and a half, I was the biggest fisherman ever that didn't want to bait his own hook or take the fish off the hook. But I wanted to go fishing. I wanted to learn about all the fish.
Another one. Get it away from me.
Basically. So that's what soccer became for me. It just never went away. Yeah, my dad was like, we have $600 in fishing poles in this garage that we're never going to use again.
It's ugly. It's icky, Dad.
Right, basically.
But I love it also.
By the way, I know the story of the 06 World Cup, which is why I wore this. This is from the 06 World Cup.
Oh, really?
Yeah, legit. Look.
You kept that really clean.
Yeah, look, I've taken really good care of it because I saw.
I say, every time I see Alexis, I'm like, wow, you're very clean today.
Normally,
I'm in a place now where, like, I went to the barber the other day and I woke up and I have spit up all over my shoulder.
Oh, I have one shirt that I used to hold my nephew in because he constantly would spit up on it. So it's a brown shirt. I loved it. No longer. It's got all these spots. But yeah, no, I took really good care of this. I wore this.
You were there or you.
No, I wore this in 06. And I bought this because Diddy wore it at the dunk contest that year.
Nice.
And I was like, yo, that looks dope. I'm going to go get it. And by the way,
Maybe NFL again. Owner Diddy. Huh?
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. I'm hoping.
Things are happening.
I cannot wait for the Diddy Panthers. I cannot
it's
wait.
It's going to be great.
With Diddy.
P.Anthers.
Diddy's my former boss.
Yeah.
Really?
For Sean John.
Oh, nice. One of my favorite gifts is him in the fur coat or like chinchilla coat pouring the two bottles of champagne.
Sure. Yeah. I handed him that champagne.
Yeah.
I've used that in MLS tweets about like reentry draft players. I'm like, yeah, Columbus Crew, like, pumped that this guy didn't get taken. Let's go.
Boom, but, here we are.
Really, they're in a conference.
So how long have you been with MLS now?
8.5 years, 2.5 were freelance, 6 were full-time.
Okay.
Yeah, so in college, I pitched a soccer column to my college newspaper. First thing I did, I walked in. Never should have green-lighted that. Nobody wanted to read that. I wrote about, like, Jozy Altidore and David Beckham at Giants Stadium 5-4. I had a professor who told me it would never happen. He's like, you should probably not write about soccer. Like, this isn't going to happen for you. Like, don't you take this personally.
Don't you
but
love
like
those stories?
This thing that you love is not going to happen.
No one else.
What was your professor's name?
His name was Max. I'm not gonna put him on blast.
Yo, Max.
Like that.
Yo, Max.
Messed up.
Look at where we be is now.
Well, he knows because like, you know, I'm working for insurance out of college.
Yeah.
Like trying to find a way, freelancing, grinding. I get a call from MLS, like, we're rebranding the website. You cover Sporting Kansas City. It was KC Wizards at the time. Awesome. Well, this is a dream. Thank you for the $7,000 a year or whatever else it was. Like, I used it to travel to Europe. I backpacked in Europe for like a month off this money. But they called me up one day and they're like, you should move to New York City. We want to hire you full time. And I was just like, what?
Yeah.
How did this happen?
Yeah, yeah.
And sell the fishing poles.
Right. Yeah, that's going to be the boxes of clothes that I say because I literally have nothing else. Yeah. And I see this guy at an event 2 days later and I'm just like, hey, buddy. So you remember back in the day you said this? He's like, no, I don't remember that. I'm like, well, I'm going. I made it. So,
don't ruin this moment for me.
I moved 6 years later. We're here. We're doing the Cooligans.
So, and you've seen, you're like an MLS vet, you know? Like,
a little bit, yeah. I'm not yet eligible for the reentry draft.
No.
That's 8 years.
But yes,
I am 28.
But are you eligible for a free agency now? 8 years.
But I don't think they would count it because that freelance size. So I was like a pool goalkeeper, let's say.
Okay. But you were homegrown.
You got
I was home, yeah, but the claim, I don't think they could have put a claim on me at that time.
I mean, look, in the next collective bargaining, you really got to fight
that.
This.
Yeah, yeah. That's number one, outside of PJs.
So what's been one of the, you know, some of the most notable changes from when you got into the league and been covering it till now? I know.
Which kind of feels like it's in hyperdrive these last 2 years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that would be what it is for me. It's just kind of feeling like you went from a league that we loved and it was awesome. And I'm a huge fan. I'm just a nerd. And when you're talking about like, going to Don Garber's office, it's like, I love the game and I love the league and I love domestic soccer and I want it to succeed. So that's why this job is so perfect for me. But when we got there, like there are warts. Like I remember when I covered the league freelance, I walking up to a guy, you know, who was on like the supplemental contract. And I think he's making like 12.5 a year. And he's like, what do you make doing this? And I'm like, I didn't want to tell him. It's just like close to what he was making. And it's just like, we've gotten past that point and we've gotten an influx of talent that makes every single game at least worthwhile and potentially really, really exciting. And there were times early on where you're like, man, this team's not good. They don't have a player I really, really, really care about or really like that gets me going where I'm like, oh man, he could do something. Like I have to watch this game because if I miss this, I'm going to be kicking myself.
Yeah.
I also think just the level of fandom has just increased exponentially. And ultimately, you know, that's what makes all this fun. I'm sure for you guys and for me as well is like, you know, having people yell, Weeby, you suck. And I'm like, what? Like we have people that are at this stadium packed up yelling at somebody who hosts a podcast about soccer because we care that much.
Yeah.
And it hasn't always felt that way.
It's inside baseball.
Right.
Enough. Like the fact that MLS has reached that point in the culture.
For sure.
Where people are saying Weeby sucks.
I mean, it's like we
feel bad a little bit, but it's like, yo, that's pretty dope.
Yeah. And like, and
somebody once posted on Twitter, like, if you call yourself a Cooligan, kill yourself. And I'm like, oh my God, they know who we are.
what an honor.
Like, get the order of Nike Cortez. Yeah. Like, let's go. Like, Kool-Aid on lock. Rent the house.
Yeah.
It just has grown so much in the community aspect. And that's my favorite thing about this league are the people. Like it's still like indie rock in a lot of ways where people are like, I don't know. I don't know if we want this mainstream attention. I don't know if we want like all you people in Atlanta, this is cool, 70,000, but like, do you know who I don't know, like,
yeah, Guacamole
Blanco. Who's Matt Congee then, huh?
Yeah. Like, yeah.
And I, you know, I respect that, but I also just love the fact that there are more people I can talk about this with, and more people that like come up to me on the street and are like, you know, hey, oh, what'd you think of this move? Or like, my girlfriend's been amazed in just 11 months. Yeah, 11 months.
She's
just
still
like,
getting to know you. Yeah,
yeah. I'm just like, we're at the airport going home to visit her family.
How was the baby older than your relationship? How's that?
I know, dude. I mean, that's basically how we're gonna determine this, right? We're gonna be like, how long have we been together? Like, how old is Cameron? Is okay, that's it.
I think pretty soon a player is gonna retire for your series that I belong to Weeby because this baby is older.
I mean, like, if your career started now, that's what it's in reference
yeah.
to. I joked that he's named after Cameron Porter. There's another MLS nerd reference.
Yeah.
CCL Pachuca legend forever. Callum Malice over the top, but like, he was in our office the other day because he works on our development team in the off season.
That's so awesome.
And he's wearing a black turtleneck and like a Swedish blazer, and I'm like, dude, what's with the Steve Jobs routine?
Yeah,
right now?
Yeah.
B, I named my kid after you, like, yeah, jokingly, not right, really. And sure, he's like, actually, Eric Kronberg named his kid after me too. 9 months after that game, Eric Kronberg, who lived below him, backup goalkeeper for Impact, names his kid Cameron.
That's
I'm
hilarious.
Like, dude, you're inspiring the world out here.
That's changing the world. No one's going with Alexis, huh?
Yeah. But right. No, MLS is one of those, like, still a very small, warm community where everybody knows each other to a certain degree. And we all love the same thing. And we all want the same thing to succeed, which in my opinion is domestic soccer. So I don't want the people out there to be like, oh, MLS stan bot, like, I have a baby bot at home, so don't worry about that. We're growing the bots, we're getting them going. But like, I just want domestic soccer to be cool, and I want it to be successful, and I want to have something to share with my kid. I'm looking at, you know, the World Cup coming up, I'm looking at like all these different events, and I'm like, man, my kid is going to be able to grow up hopefully behind the scenes, unless something happens to daddy.
Yeah, yeah.
And have this awesome soccer experience that never would have existed for me at that age. Like, it just, I didn't even know professional soccer existed outside the Wichita Wings and the Kansas Coliseum and indoor soccer.
Wow.
And like, vuvuzelas before they were cool, when they were like, who's that drunk guy up there with the vuvuzela? Like, that's really loud and annoying.
Right.
So it's just a different world for soccer fans. And it's amazing. Every single day, he's going to be inundated by this sport. We're going to sit around on Saturday mornings. We're going to watch EPL and Bundesliga and La Liga. And then when the night comes, we're going to watch MLS. And he's going to have a favorite team. I can't wait for him to choose a favorite team.
You don't have one, right?
I don't.
You guys have to stay unbiased or whatever.
I don't. I don't really care. I have favorite players.
Yeah.
I have teams I like to watch because I'm like, this is going to be a good game. But I don't have a favorite team.
Do you? Who's a dream get? Who's like the dream top get for Extra Time Radio? Which, by the way, if you guys don't listen, absolutely hilarious. David Goss, amazing. Matthew Doyle, been on our podcast. We're getting David Goss on soon.
I was going to say, you should. He will, like, you, like, I'm having trouble getting a word in with you guys, which I, like, that's fun for me. But, like, Dave is just going to be like, he's going to be on the edge. He can talk.
Unfortunately, Bear gets on there every once in a while.
Yeah, yeah. You know, Ben is the, I love Ben. Ben is the man. We're trying to give him more, and he's just like this very unique character.
I know everyone hates his laugh. I love it.
It's the people are thinking, we're trying to do a new intro. Everybody's like, you got to get like the Ben's choking on air laugh in there, which is what it is. He's like trying to breathe, but it's not happening.
That laugh needs to be a sample and a beat. I mean, it would crush
true.
It.
That's true.
Well, did he?
Inspiration here. Yeah.
So who is your dream get? If you had one person from MLS past, doesn't need to be a player.
Yeah, that's a good question. I think Carlos Ruiz was it for a long time. We had kind of like idolized Carlos for a lot of different reasons because we just, you know, I talk about American soccer and domestic soccer. CONCACAF to me is this very, I don't even know. It's like
a fringe.
It's like professional wrestling with a ball. It's just like
it's ECW.
It's not mainstream professional. It's the one where like they're actually getting hit over the head with chairs.
Yeah.
And they're like, wow, that dude just got leveled, like take him to the hospital. He was it, and that was one of the most fun times we've ever had. I'm trying to think outside.
I think
Cuauhtemoc would be it because you're talking about those old days in Chicago, but you're also like, you were a mayor of a Mexican city, and all his whole career, and like Kalen Carr
just
talks
the bunny
about,
hop alone is like a 20 minute conversation.
Or just like, what are you thinking when you're running up on that free kick? Like, you don't need a runway, my guy. Yeah. Like, you can you can take a couple steps. Like, you didn't generate power from that. You didn't kick the ball hard. Like, just like running for hours. But,
yeah, like Roberto Carlos used to do.
Usually for us, it's not like Landon Donovan, Clint Dempsey, although Landon has been great when he's been on with us. And I sat down with him, you know, maybe a month ago, and he was awesome. But for me, it's the guys that have this personality that shaped the game in this region and like are just undeniably compelling. And you're like, everything about you and your life I want to know about. Like Carlos Ruiz climbing out of the roof of his house and tricking his mother. And like, not only that, but him being the person who's caring for a child at like age six.
Yeah.
And I'm 31 and I'm caring for a child. And I'm like, I'm not that good at this.
Yeah.
Like, how is a six-year-old able to like credibly do this?
And you better be, because you know, a mom that says like, you're six, you need to care of that baby will hate you if you don't. Right. Right. Yeah. My mother hit me when I was like, put the toys back in the wrong place. You know, that mom's like, I don't have time.
Oh yeah. And when she found out he's sneaking out and like having his friend climb in the roof.
Yeah.
Like,
I can only imagine.
So I think
coach saying we want to take your son away. That must have been wild. Yeah. I do like that MLS is getting a little CONCACAF-y.
I do too.
Because did you notice that the Toronto fans lit fireworks in front of the hotel where the Seattle Sounders were staying?
I didn't see it.
You didn't see the video of it?
No, mm-hmm.
I think it should happen everywhere. Do not do it in New York City. Don't do it. Yes. You will get arrested for Homeland Security.
Good idea. Good idea. Harrison.
Everywhere
Harrison,
else.
You might be able to get away with that, but not Harrison, in New York City. Yeah, no.
Yeah, what do they say at the W in Hoboken?
Yeah.
Go for it. Do not do it in New York City. Don't go anywhere near New York City with fireworks.
So so this wouldn't be a soccer show without showing pictures of your baby.
Of course.
Of course.
We
have a baby running around.
I want to establish.
No matter where you look, it's following you.
Yeah, that's basically the theme of this one. He is he's a good-looking child because of his mother, thankfully.
He's a gorgeous kid.
Yes.
That's what you got to say.
He's getting very fat very quickly.
Yeah, a little Alexis there.
My phone, what I didn't send to you guys. So my phone is full of these from my girl who sends them to me during the day, which I'm so thankful for because it just kind of keeps me going.
Yeah.
Because I hit 1 p.m. and I'm just done. But I also get what I didn't send you is like, the huge dump photos.
No.
Because that's how she bases her pride in her son. So he's the first ever Brooke Hatton U1 signing. So this is my men's league team that I'm now quasi-retired from because I concussions.
Oh, all right.
Yeah.
Oh, that
sucks. Banged my head a few times, but that speaks to my skills.
You play a couple other really ex-MLS guys are on that, no?
Yeah, yeah. There's a bunch of, like, it's basically a who's who of New York City soccer digital dudes. And
I mean, not exactly, because we never been.
You weren't on the inside when it started.
Brooke Hatton 1.0. Uh-huh.
Basically, we have moved up. We're actually sponsored by, I can't name them, you know, contractual reasons here, but we have a sponsorship.
That's awesome. Good
yeah,
for
so
you guys.
He's this was when he was very small.
Maybe when you guys get your DP signings, we can come by.
We're still working on the TAM. This
clearly a Brooklyn baby.
Very much so. Who did it better, him or Pharrell?
So even asleep, he's got more swag than you.
Uh-huh. I think we have one more. Okay.
Yes, I forgot I sent that to you. This is like me between shootings at the studio, like.
Matt Doyle.
I'm pretty sure this is conference championships where I was, this was MLS Cup. Yeah, this was MLS Cup halftime.
Okay,
I spent it.
Well, this was MLS Cup 2016 or 2017? 2016, I could understand.
2016, same thing, just in the stands with a huge parka asleep, fast asleep.
By the way, what I love is the hands crossed as he falls asleep, which is a clear cut sign of stress, by the way.
Is it?
So,
is it?
As the new dad life is just, I'm surprised you're not grinding your teeth in this photo.
I do sometimes grind my teeth at night.
Yeah, we got stress.
And then we have a video here, which we have not.
This one I'm entertained by.
Speaking of dumps, oh no, that's a shadow.
This is the sort of thing that you're reduced to. Like, this morning I had big plans to show up here showered, to show up like refreshed with a lot of, you know, fueled by coffee and or food, and I woke up at 9 a.m. just like, and didn't get any of them.
Rocking the baby, but with
that virtual reality?
No, this is called augmented reality.
Augmented reality.
So, and there is a chipmunk on
the
baby's head.
And all of a sudden, this is really funny because in the years past, I would have showed up here and I'd been like, dude, give me some coffee. Like, help me out here. Do you guys have any sort
I'm
of
a little
like,
hungover.
Sustenance? Yeah. I'd be like, I was out. You know, in Alphabet City last night,
and hair of the
like,
dog.
One beer turned into 4 a.m. Now it's like, yeah, I was up at 4 a.m. desperately pleading with my child to go back to sleep. Like, you are tired. I know you're tired. You're yawning.
If hair of the dog works in other aspects, as opposed to just having a little bit of the liquor you drank the night before to get you a hangover, maybe like I should just like sit in your lap and you could rock me to sleep to help you get over.
I'm gonna have to swaddle you. I don't know how you feel about that.
Buddy, wrap me like a burrito.
You gotta get your arms tied in. We're gonna go sideways. The 5 S's are very important. Happiest baby on the block. So
you know, I think because you were talking about being a nerd about and being obsessed with certain things. you must be doing it with fatherhood.
Yeah, I had like beers with my friend the other day. When you're a new father, I've learned this. Previously, it was like, hey, do you want to go get beers? I'm like, let's go. Yeah. All good. No answering. Now it's like, I have 2 hours. If you show up late, I'm going to kill you because you're cutting into my time.
Also, I have to ask permission.
Right. I definitely have to do that. That's 100% part of it. And so we meet up with him. He's like having a kid in 2 or 3 weeks. I'm like, so what prep have you done? Like, because we like took all these classes and
I read books.
Like, these are the systems that could work. And like, this is what this person said. And like, the lactation consultant told us this. He's like, to be honest, man, I haven't read anything. I haven't prepped at all. I feel great. And I was like, what?
He's like, buddy, I'm winging
and
it.
He's
like,
probably going to be fine. That's the thing.
You're getting anxiety for him.
Yeah. Basically. He'll be fine. Like, you know, it's like, you know, it's like when you're a kid, you got like a video game system, you never played it before. And like within 3 hours, you're just like, you just like every little moment
and
you're learning.
Super moves.
Do you find yourself doing this thing? Because this used to happen to me. Like people would ask me to go out, get a drink or go get something to eat when they're about to propose to their girl or about to get married. It's kind of like, hey, you're married. Like, what's some good advice? As soon as I leave that, I call my wife and I'm like, this guy's got no clue.
No.
Oh, this guy's an idiot.
Tough break for him.
I love that. Yeah. Gossiping with my wife about like, did you hear what this guy said?
He
did that to me. About the way I eat a burrito.
Oh.
Well,
you may not have heard this episode.
That's part of relationships that I've now learned because I haven't been a big relationship guy in the past.
Can you hand me that Extra Time Radio scarf?
Oh, I don't have any of those either.
Oh, well, you can have this one.
Is that an Extra Time?
Well, it is.
It's MLS Continental, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, is the baby driven by Continental?
The baby is definitely driven by Continental.
If anyone's watching, if you're not, you may have heard this. If not, this is a burrito, right?
I got it.
You're taught to unroll and take a couple bites. Here's what he did. Unwrap the whole thing. Held it like you probably held your baby the first time.
Harmonica. Like he's shotgunning a beer.
Yeah.
Gotcha. So he's got like the tall boy shot. He stabbed a hole in it.
You are very close from bachelordom to baby, by the way. Went harmonica. I went Hanukkah gift.
Well, I'm thinking
you
like,
went shotgun a beer. And I stood there in awe at a Chipotle going, I can't hang out with this guy ever again. And then he's like, I got to go get a fork. And we're like, yeah, you do.
As I said, you would hate me because I'm the guy who like puts it in the bowl and cuts it up.
Oh, God.
I want the proper mix.
How do you do this?
I didn't even do what he's saying, but thank you 100%. For being an ally. That's all I'm saying.
I'm just trying.
Cameron better not be one of those people.
His mother will teach him better. She's from Northern California, so she'll be like, no. Let's get this thing done.
Andrew Wiebe, you're a gem, man. Thank you so much.
I appreciate it. We got through a whole podcast without even like going deep dive on MLS, which is incredible.
People want to know more about you.
We're trying to have a good time.
That's questionable. That's questionable.
Oh, I got one last question. Favorite barbecue joint in Kansas City?
In Kansas City. It's now called, I'm not going to glorify its previous name. Oklahoma Joe's would be the one.
Is that the one in the gas station?
Yes. So I lived like 4 blocks from it when I lived in Kansas City. And I would go all the time. Which
makes sense. The fat kid.
It's
all making sense.
Get
now,
the
man.
Z-Man.
It's all coming together.
Get the Z-Man. Stick with brisket. If you're in Kansas City, don't go pulled pork. Come on. It's a beef town.
Yeah.
You know, low country. Get the pork there.
Have you had a hometown barbecue?
I have, of course. That place is amazing.
Ah!
That's the best, for me, the best barbecue in New York City. So go to Red Hook, get that done. Just be prepared to wait.
And try that jerk smoked chicken. It's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, I mean, it's been a great ad for hometown. Andrew, thank you so much for being on the show. We appreciate it very much.
Absolute blast having
you on. It's been a blast.
Guys, are we coming back after this?
No,
that's it. We're done.
The Cooligans.
Oh, well, you can be a part of it. Hold on a second.
All right.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for listening. Don't forget SeatGeek. Don't forget to leave 5-star review, likes, comment, anything else. Comment, like, subscribe, whatever else. My name is, first of all, your name is?
Andrew Wiebe.
My name is Alexis Guerreros.
My name is Christian Polanco.
And together, plus Andrew, today we are the
Cooligans.